When I walked in, there's about 12 desks. I went to Tupelo, and there's about 12 desks over the little room, and they was all occupied but one place. There wasn't but one open place. I got in the door, and I looked around, and I saw that was the only place that was open. They was waiting on somebody everywhere. I stepped up there and spoke to her, and she said, "What can I do for you?" And I told her what I wanted to do. "Well, have a seat." She just as nice, just talked as soft. "Have a seat." First thing she wanted to know, "Now, what's your name?" And I told her. And "What's your address?" And I told her. Now, the next question was, "How old are you?" And I know that is the next thing coming. And I carried my list from the old Bible showing the family record, you know, and I also carried a note from the county superintendent when I started the school and how old I was. I fixed with all that. And when I told her how old I was, "Now you're not!" And I said, "Gal, what's wrong with you?" "Well, you're just not." She changed up. She just been, first just spoke as nice and soft, and then she got as harsh as she could be. And that's just what I told her. Mm-hmm. I straightened up. I said, "Well, my mama always told me I was born November 3rd, 1888. I think she was there and that happened. I believe she knows what she told me." She said, "I guess you're right."
Well, you really don't look your early 60s, I'd say.
Well, I got a brother that's 17 years younger than I am, and she says that he looks a lot older than I do. Mm-hmm. Of course, I can't look at myself and tell, but then that's what she tells me. And she ain't the only one telling me that. There's lots of them telling me that I don't look like I'm over 85.
You know, you kept a lot of your hair, for one thing.
Yeah.
And faces.
And I haven't got no artificial teeth either, but I've got some that's done wore out and ought to be taken out. Mm. I know that. There's a man up at Potty Talk. His name John Henry. You might have got acquainted with him. He's older than I am.
I have heard about him. Is he in the 90s?
I think so.
And he's in a rest home?
A what?
Is he in a nursing home or a...
I don't think so. Him and his wife's still living, I know.
Well, I may have...
John Henry.
And this is Nat.
I don't know him.
He's in Sunshine Rest Home.
I don't know him.
I think they said he was in his 90s.
Her mother lived to be 95 years old.
Wonderful.
My mother lived to be 87.
She's been gone 5 years now.
Mm-hmm. My mother lived to be 87. My daddy 81.
Oh, that's great.
And my granddaddy, her on her side, my granddaddy, how old was he? He is up 80 something.
I just don't remember, 87 though, I think.
Anyhow, well, how old is Aunt Clem when she died?
He's 91 or 2.
Well, it's wonderful if you can stay healthy and live a good long life.
Wouldn't mind living to be 100 years old if I can, and not be in misery or something like that all the time.
If you can stay active and be around, I think that's...
I don't aim to quit work as long as I work. Mm-hmm. I work a garden every year, and I plant peanuts every year. I sold $80-some-odd worth of peanuts last year.
By the way, that's one of the questions I wanted to ask you. When you were a boy, what did